Hello, good evening, and welcome to Lug Radio.
How are we doing? Are you having a good day?
Yeah! Good.
Who fucking said no? Fuck off.
Go Latimer.
On. Bastard.
Hubcap thief. So, you had a good day today. So, what's been your favourite talk today?
Gongathon!
Yeah!
Gongathon!
You're a little bit more dressed now, mate. You feeling nice and warm?
That's because you're professionally oiled up.
So what are we going to talk about on this show?
We have a bit of paper. This week on the show, we will be talking about... Shut up.
You sound like Madge Bishop, incidentally.
I may have... I'll be honest with you, I was doing fine, and then last night I smoked 90 cigarettes and it all went wrong.
You've got a list.
I bet only three of them are yours, though.
Sorry, I thought I had emphysema, but it's the list I've got. You're quite right.
But you're okay. You need to tell me, incidentally, when I need to put the intro music on, the middle bits.
Oh, yeah, right, you're quite right.
Can we have some kind of secret hand signal? That sounds good to me. So, right. What are we going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about? In the last episode, we did a thing called Bayek, It's Fucked. And unfortunately, we only named two things. There are quite a lot more fucked things, and we'd like to hear from you what's fucked. And there might be some kind of prize in it.
Yes. Where's Scott Remnant? Have you got the mic? Excellent.
Scott James Remnant, still our microphone monkey.
Give Scott a round of applause.
Woo! Awesome. 3 years and still going strong. Well done, well done, three shot Remnant.
Has he passed his probation period now?
Incidentally, for Lug Radio nutters in the room, I'd like Bruno to stand up, and everyone should give Bruno's t-shirt a round of applause, because he is actually basically French. Even though he looks like a criminal.
Bruno!
Bruno!
Okay, and I'd also like you to give Bruno's new bald haircut no round of applause.
Loving it.
Did you actually get stopped by the anti-terrorism police when you were coming in? Oh, it's just a vicious rumour. So what else are we talking about, my large ginger friend?
I basically want to fuck off America, so we've got a thing about patents and shit, which I'll explain the details of in a bit.
I am going to be doing something that I'm going to tell you about later.
Okay, what else?
And we have some prizes, you might be surprised to find out.
Prizes!
Oh, yeah. And what do prizes mean?
Points!
Thank you! Half a dozen people in the room going, what, fuck, what?
I thought you were going to say pikeys.
Where is Carl Latimer?
Some guy was walking around with that natural hubcap. Is he in the room? No?
It was Latimer, again.
You kind of love that raccoon,
anyway,
though, haven't you?
Let's get on with the show.
Okay. Right. So,
Bayek, it's fucked.
Bayek. It's fooked!
It is fooked.
Well, what's fooked?
What's fooked on your desktop?
That's fooked. Okay, fuck off, Totem.
Not Jakosha, you'll notice.
So we talked about in the last show how some stuff is basically fooked on Linux, and we talked about it. We talked about Bluetooth and what else?
I think Scott's
file sharing.
File sharing.
So, does anybody have any suggestions? Don't just yell it out.
We have a microphone monkey, you remember?
Mr. Oddball!
So, hands up.
Turn it on.
Turn it on.
Has you ever turned anything on before?
Lack of decent games.
Lack of decent games, yeah, okay.
What kind of games?
Well, the games that you'll play on your PS2 or PS3.
Not fucking TDT.
Yeah. Oh, John Madden Tiddlywinks.
I thought Isle Wight Solitaire was right up there with the best, but obviously not.
I mean, look, you talked about this a while back, and one section of games you missed out was sports simulators.
Sports?
Sports simulators.
Yes.
Sports simulators.
Tux Racer's not a sports simulator, is it?
Fucking NBA basketball.
Yeah, because, you know, you could do sports, but looking at the people in this room, it's more fun to sit on the sofa and play them, isn't it?
Hot kettle.
But, I don't know, I mean... I'm in the room, what more do you want? But I mean, I don't play games. So I mean, are there lots of you out there who play games on Windows machines or PlayStations or whatever? Hands up if you've got some kind of games console.
Are there people here who play games?
No, we just read your
mail. They might not have been. I thought maybe they gave a shit about free software, but obviously not.
Says he works in Windows every day.
Where's the GP2X guy? But, I mean, there's lots and lots of people who play games, but would you actually genuinely really buy games on Windows, on Linux? Have you all bought Sega?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, surely it's the same thing.
Regular wine works better.
It's bollocks. Why is it bollocks, Mr. Video Cameraman? Hang on. Speaking to the...
Hello.
Even the officially supported games are like, you've got all these weird little notes that say something like, actually they only run if you turn off all the pixel shaders if you've got them on the lowest. And it's like, these are the officially supported ones, not the sort of hacked together community supported ones that might work if you're lucky.
Oh, hang on, you have to bear with me here. I was in Carl Latimer's talk earlier about wine doors, and he said, yeah, World of Warcraft, it's perfectly supported under white. And I assumed that was then the problem solved. I take it isn't then.
Some of us have like other addictions other than World of Warcraft.
I don't know, I only read about World of Warcraft in the news of the world, you know, I don't play games. I'm sure I mentioned this.
I'm not sure anyone really reads this, but I managed to get World Manager 2007 when the wine was there. However, Wolves made £100,000 fucking spending on the first 2 weeks.
Should we mention introversion, or being as they didn't bother coming, should we not mention them?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's. They're games for Linux, what's wrong with them?
Well,
they're boring. Quite simply, buy a PlayStation 3. All your games playing problems are solved.
If you hate freedom, buy a PlayStation 3.
Which proprietary VoIP technology have you been using this week then, bald man? Silence from the end of the table.
Okay, I mean, why is that not the answer? Why not just say, I'll buy a games console?
Next! Fuchs thing.
Let the man answer
so
your
question. So you're saying that we should have every time kind of other app on Linux desktop say games. Oh yeah, let's leave out games here. No free games. Stop playing all your games.
That's not the same thing. You never mentioned free games. Well, if you're going to use proprietary software, I don't give a shit what platform you use it on. You know, and if you get so if you're talking about having free software games on the Linux desktop, then cool, that's a good idea. But you didn't see me talking about it. You're talking about taking proprietary games like we've got at the moment and running them on Linux.
When you asked what's fucked up, I said, yeah, no free games on the Linux desktop.
Oh, you said free? Oh, sorry about that.
Maybe I didn't, but this is what
I think maybe you didn't, plus we have a recording.
This is like Look Radio Live at an old folks home. I can't really remember what I said. Can I go back to the staring window?
Right. Okay, next fucked thing.
What's fucked? Hopi!
Elvis impersonator.
Elvis.
Uh-huh. It's not our fault, but support for Visio and Microsoft Publisher and Microsoft Project type files that you just have to share with people in the office.
You're
fucked. Yeah. You just can't.
It is. I often need to use WordArt, and Publisher is my solution. Doctor surgeries are a perfect place for inspired WordArt. They're fantastic. It's like any word with like a thing like that. That's great. Bring it on. Anything else?
Yeah, that's just what you need. You want to set a thing up with, you know, chlamydia.
Nice.
So, I'm not even going to ask the next question. Okay.
So, on the subject of chlamydia, what else is food?
Syncing with any PDA except Palm Pilot 3.
What?
Syncing any PDA except Palm Pilot 3 with your desktop.
Syncing PDA?
I know about this, because nobody can give me a fucking Nokia.
Excuse me. Bear with me, I'm going to have to step back to the microphone a second. You're not harming fucking LA, have you?
Anything else? There was a couple of people down here.
Trio's
working. You
too. No, hang on, it's a good point. I mean, a smartphone someone mentioned as well. Who's got a smartphone?
I have a slightly dumb phone. I mean, I can copy files on and off and sync them on my phone book and whatever, calendar and so on.
Poor. Well, yeah, I mean, my stuff synchronises.
You've turned synchronization into your life's work, though. I mean, you ring me up and tell me your fascinating and long stories about SyncML.
I don't want to disappoint you here, but I only tell you those stories when you say, oh, I've lost my phone, and now everyone has to send me their phone numbers again. After the fourth fucking time I did it.
That's true.
As far as I can tell, Jono's synchronisation plan is to make sure he loses a phone in every airport in the world.
Sarcasm is the lowest form of wit, Mr. Lowe.
Welcome to Love Radio.
You're a fine fucking one to talk. Right.
Moving on.
Next food thing.
These two people are in the white stripes at the front.
Are they in the white stripes?
No, they're not.
Do they own white stripes?
Hello?
Hello.
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 Right. LibXML with GZip Speedburner RSS feeds.
I was about to say something. That pisses me off so much.
I'll tell you what, right? Yeah. That's food, and I know it's food, and the reason I know it's food is because you wrote it down over there. And I read that and thought, okay, I'm quite prepared to believe that's broken. Next food thing.
Oh, hang on, before you speak, where's the picture? Yeah. Where's that picture? Have you guys seen his picture of the Chinny Raccoon? It's wet still.
Oh, you cockhead.
It's only the face that's wet, don't worry.
Stand up. That was a quick decision.
Who would like to own this?
We're going to auction this.
Who would like to own this?
Fucking
him. Oh, yes, you see?
Leech and Ravel.
Everyone else is like, yeah, we thought it was cool and we clapped, now shut up and go on the next segment.
Excellent. Yeah,
it's very good. Yeah, sorry, you were going to say something.
Well, for me, the major fucked thing
is chin.legrado.org.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but
it's
that
fixed.
Got fixed. Yeah, okay, that
it's
got fixed. But my number one thing at the moment, and this has been for quite a few years now, is voice recognition software, or speech recognition software. My dad, he can't move to Linux because of this, and it's a big thing, you know, for me. There is stuff being done, but there's just nothing, as far as I'm concerned, that easily can be set up and is at all comparable to what you can have on Windows or Macintosh. So it's a big thing that's majorly fucked.
Well, I mean, do you not think that downloading Sphinx and then compiling and then setting up your own speaker corpus is a reasonable thing to do?
I've tried that.
It sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Did you?
Yes. I agree. It is a valid point.
Yeah.
What you said. No, he said that, you know, it's obviously very old software, and that is a valid point. I mean, because I remember a lot of stuff about IBM stuff.
Voice for Linux.
And I could never get any of it working. Not that I really need it.
No.
I mean, don't get turned on by a robot voice telling me what to click on.
That's not speech recognition.
It is in my house.
Input process, not output process. Oh! See, the problem is, as far as you're concerned, speech recognition is you speak to the computer, the computer picks up, that was speech. Well done.
Fine porn. Yeah, someone got a microphone. Hello?
Oh,
hello.
Someone's got a mic.
I reckon memory usage is pretty shit.
Sorry, what was that?
Memory usage?
Yeah.
Too much.
Buy more RAM, dude.
It's just cached.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't we bollock Microsoft for high system requirements? You can't just say buy more RAM.
I don't bollock Microsoft for it. Every time my computer gets slow, I just put another gigabyte of RAM in.
Easy solution.
I mean, no. It has crept in the last few years.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know, I've got a shit old laptop. It's got 128 megs of RAM. And that's a hell of a lot of memory, you know, considering.
128 megs of RAM is no RAM. Right?
Oh yeah, it was
while you were asleep, we entered the
sure,
21st
it's
not century.
Like 5 years ago, you could, the stuff, you know, you could run all sorts of shit. It doesn't seem like we've had that much more stuff for the amount of RAM that's gone up.
This is like life on Mars, isn't it? Where he's gone back to 1998. 128 meg of RAM, Jesus.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and sometimes I joggle my machine and the 16K RAM pack falls out of the bag.
Should we have one more? Marley's waving. Marley.
Marley!
He's not Ubuntu caps!
Actually, no, he's wearing a Kubuntu cap.
Oh, he's thieved another cap.
Yeah, I bought it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Right.
Yeah, really. No way.
Two very quick things.
Oh, yeah?
Number one, I think it's fucked that very few people here have actually heard the gorilla joke.
Marley, it's not going to happen.
But that's something Ack can fix.
It's not going to happen, is it?
Yeah, I'm not telling the gorilla joke. My voice isn't up to it.
And I'm going to need to find a bushel sound effect when the punchline's so bad. The reputation's so much better than the actual joke.
So
it's
moving,
not as bad as the Ogglebox joke.
Moving no, swiftly joke. On.
The simple fact that a lot of packages that you just auto-install don't include the rest of the packages that the program needs.
Hey,
what?
So, like, StreamTuner, if you download StreamTuner,
yeah,
you don't get XMMS installed by default. So you've got nowhere to play the content that StreamTuner gives you.
That's an exception, though, really.
That's just no,
there's
a
lots of it. There's lots of little ones like that.
That's a feature.
isn't that just a bug? Presumably you filed it as a bug.
Yeah, it's filed along with some of the others that I come across.
Surely that's user error.
But it's still fucked.
Okay, fair play.
It is fucked, so... Yeah, should we move on?
Yes, move on.
Should we move on? Okay. Right, what's next? Adam. Yes.
Now I'm doing the comedy voice.
This week I almost beat. I've been wanting to say this for ages, so you've got fucking about 6 weeks of I almost beat. I'm going to trim them down to one or two things. Really, it's just a couple of things I've actually wanted to pimp for fucking ages, except everybody else just gets it, because no one likes me.
It's true.
Dude,
what's wrong with Sendmail?
What's wrong with Postgres?
Sendmail's a fucking kid. Disney told Dick over there he's only got 128 meg of RAM. Why do you need to make your life hard? You know what I mean?
He could run Sendmail.
Just give it up, pal.
Well, I mean, listen,
it's like the holodeck of email clients.
Well, the thing is, if you want to do anything other than what the teacher of Sendmail configuration does, it's a pain in the arse to what's in the Sendmail book, unless it's Sendmail configuration. I think it's awful. Or has done points. So I just want to say twice anyway. But I put most of the URL that's up to do. And there were two websites I wanted to pimp.
That's his 3 minutes up.
Death by NTA.
Talk about something other than mail server.
My face is frozen off in boredom.
He's
so
got,
carry on about
sorry,
your exciting mail server story.
Well, if you didn't
find out
my interesting, the rest of the video.
I mean, the problem is we keep getting told we like to hear you talk more about server stuff and everything, but Adam just rambles on about it and we fall asleep. I mean, okay, so the thing about this VXing thing, why do I care?
Because the thing I like about VXing is the base configuration makes it really easy to plug in, it comes with spam filter. It's into spam assassin and virus filtering timeout, which if you want to run mail and you want it to be easy, then maybe you like that. Maybe if you want to run your own domain, maybe don't care.
Right.
Okay, so it's very much a kind of ISP ish. Or high level E kind of thing.
So, given that's what I do for a living, and if anyone else is looking at building a mail server that's supposed to
Is anyone else faced by this problem?
Yes.
All right. So would you like to shout something out, loud bollocks?
No, I'm going to say, let's hear a lot.
He doesn't need it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing is, why it's easy for me is by doing something you just say, why post 4, 5, 50 points, I have to say, you can go 2 minutes and look at this and I'm like, okay, let's move on.
Oh, you made me know.
Well, hang on, I thought you'd fiddle with things other than VX.
Well, let's face it, I know you're not getting better.
Why don't we talk about your phone?
Where did you get it from? You imported it, right? God bless America.
Here's the thing, the original plan was to get a phone which had some kind of coverage. So I didn't want to worry about getting a chocolate starfish hanging out. I didn't want to worry about girlfriend's needs to have to call wax my moustache. It hurts. And I could find one. And that was in the States, and I couldn't send my credit card details. So I found another, which is why I bought. I tried it on yesterday morning. And I was like, fuck.
Did anyone find Adam, you know, did anyone get a bit turned on by Adam in his thong?
Yeah!
I think
silence.
You're saying, yeah.
Not one person. I mean, the worst thing is, I thought, yeah, right, what we'll do is, I'll get Adam the thong. I said, I'll sort you out, don't worry. And I started, you know, looking around, which was great, you know, at work. And I'm sending you all these pictures of thongs going, yeah, this one would be brilliant. It's just like a golden star that goes on the end of your bell end. And that's it. And he keeps sending me increasingly irate emails back saying, absolutely out of the question. And eventually I said, fine, you pick. And he comes up with that monstrosity.
I was impressed. I thought,
do they monitor email at your place?
So I had to bond it with one pair of men's briefs and leaves.
Not good.
They weren't ladies' briefs, they were men's briefs.
It is a shit thong. Ravel speaking. Stand up, Ravel.
I have experience in the thong area.
Who misses this guy?
Yeah!
Who misses Sparks?
Yeah! Where is Sparks?
Not here.
Harsh. We'll look over that. We'll edit that bit out. So, are we done with this?
I think we're done.
Thrilling segment. Okay. What's next on the list? Oh, God. Prepare yourself for another ACK rant.
It's not a rant.
Don't encourage him.
Thank you. Who did that? That was brilliant. I like that. Nice one. Yeah, I had this thought.
It's the guy who pikes bags off you at lug meetings.
This is actually quite a good idea, by the way, Ack. Yeah. We were talking about this earlier. It's actually quite a good idea.
Weird. Right. The idea, and I've got no idea whether this would work, but I believe Des is still in the building. Nice, Des. This is where you give us some legal advice for free on camera. So
this is where he explodes.
The idea is this, right? We've got... at the moment, there's loads of stuff that you can't redistribute because software paint screw it all up. Right, so I can't have MP3 decoding on my laptop by default, and I can't have it play loads of video formats and all this kind of thing. But I don't give a shit about that because I live in the UK and software patents aren't valid. So at the moment, basically the US define the way the free software market works, and everyone kind of goes, well, you know, we can't do anything because the US. We wouldn't be able to redistribute into America, and we want to be able to redistribute into America because that's where all the customers are and stuff like that. So the idea is, why don't we just say, screw the US, why not just ostracize them like we used to ostracize South Africa? We just say, we say, fine, ring fence the US, we can all redistribute all this stuff. If the Yanks have a problem with that, they can set up their own thing. So instead of having non-US, which is allowed but dodgy, we make everything non-US, and then they have US. They can go to all the effort of stripping MP3 playing out, rather than us going to the effort of putting it in.
You enjoyed that, didn't you?
I did enjoy that. That was brilliant. There are two questions here. First of all, I've got no idea whether this is actually legally workable.
If only there was a lawyer in the house.
If only there was a lawyer around.
Come on, Des.
Microphone.
Des, we got a comment.
Grab the mic.
Thanks for the warning.
Have you started the clock yet?
When you don't have to think about patents at all, it's actually quite easy, because as long as you don't actively copy something else, you're basically okay. If you don't actually copy their code, then you'll be all right. So it was a solution for my talk, you know, avoid the US. And actually, yes, it would make sense. The only thing is, of course, how many people in the US use software compared to
the rest of the world?
At the moment, in business, have a computer, have access to a computer.
Oh yeah, but to be honest with you, we're not making that good penetration in business anyway. So it's not that we're going to go, oh no, if we do this, we'll screw up the millions and millions and millions of people who are using Linux on their desktop in the corporate market, because there are only 9 people, you know.
They all work for Peugeot.
Yes, they do.
The key point, the idea there, is precisely that we don't let the US define the market. And I wouldn't have brought this up apart from the fact that you said in your talk this morning precisely what you just mentioned, that software patents don't apply to us.
But then you'd have everything forked into two.
Yeah, but it's forked now. We have free software implementations of MP3 playback. FFmpeg is free software. We just can't redistribute it because it's patent encumbered. But it can't be patent encumbered because patents don't apply.
Yeah.
Use what?
Use what?
Linux what?
Mint!
What the hell is Mint?
I thought it's something else. Oh, Mint!
Right.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
But what about all the corporates who do spend money on open source, generally US-based? Would that make a difference?
Okay.
Well, I'm assuming what you'd have is, at the moment, instead of starting with a base level thing and then basically everybody in this room adds MP3 playback and whatever, we start off with the MP3 playback and then say, okay, here is a button which you can click to remove MP3 playback from your desktop. Because there's altogether too much, install this if it's legal in your jurisdiction. The point is, it's legal in everybody's jurisdiction apart from George Bush's.
Which is only a tiny, tiny jurisdiction.
Shut up.
And they smell.
So, speaking from the legal perspective,
I agree.
It's sort of a vaguely workable idea.
Yeah, yeah. Legally.
The only thing I can think that might make this awkward, I mean, we don't even know if that's workable yet, the two major corporate Linux distributors are in America. Are they going to put any things in releasing the creating the converged operating system? Yes, I mean...
Speak, Malcolm Yates, into the microphone.
There's a major one that isn't based in the US.
You pair of horrific colonic
who shit. Could that be, Malcolm Yates, head of ISV?
Rhymes with two. it's got a rude word as a thingy bob in it.
What are you blathering on about?
Oh, I have no idea.
Hang on.
It's been a long week.
Did everyone know that Ubuntu is fuck in Russian? So we've got some t-shirts that says do you Ubuntu?
And then it says Niet.
Alec!
Jeff has a question.
I just wanted to finish up. I mean, when strong encryption was banned in the United States apart from the like people was allowed to do it or the US government, there was no cryptographic code on the code. Everyone was working on it, lived in Canada and elsewhere. There's nobody in the States and it was in the code, so
the idea is you try and reverse people's perspective. Rather than saying, we can't put it in the kernel because You know, it's in America, that'd be a problem. You say we're going to put it in the kernel and the Americans have to take it out.
But isn't it going to, I mean, there's going to be, for a company to take something like this on, it's just it is a legal nightmare. I mean, they're going to have to invest so many resources into investigating whether this is something that they can actually do.
Bear with me, since you're allowed to shill your company, can I shill mine? Des Burley, right, is really good for Milton. There are legal people who can help with this. Yes, they'll have to invest a bit.
I know, but it's freaking expensive, isn't it?
Maybe we should.
But how much market share more are you going to get when you can say, here's a bunch and it plays all of your media?
But the thing is, as well, is not only will you need to check that if it's legally doable, but ultimately there may not be a, you know, there may not be a definitive answer as to whether you can do it. After all of that legal wrangling, it might still be very, very dodgy for a company to take that kind of risk. Maybe we need a coalition like United Linux.
the fix has a second half, right? The US has a patent problem, but what it also has is a strong doctrine that source code is speech. So we have a whole bunch of interpreted languages where the source code is the code. So if we have pretty powerful processors now, if we implemented all of these proprietary codecs in, say, Python, then we could distribute that in the UK because there's an interpatient problem, in the US because we're distributing it as source code. So everyone could have the same distribution and there wouldn't be a problem.
It sounds convincing to me, but
we should run,
you know, not a lawyer in any way.
Anyone else?
Any other thoughts? Do you think it'd work?
Is it doable? Does anyone from a distro want to offer their comments? Because we've got people here from Novell and people here from Canonical and Red Hat.
Are you going to create Ack Linux and distribute it everywhere apart from the US?
Can you imagine Ack Linux?
I thought of a possible fix for this. You know, when you first go into installing a distribution on your machine, you are asked what country you are in order to identify the keyboard that you're using and the language you're using. Why can't we then use that to identify whether you have codecs as part of the kernel or not?
Great,
but it still doesn't. That solves the issue of determining which country you're in, but it still doesn't solve the underlying problem of it's a legal minefield.
Yeah, well, you could just link it so that they can download it.
Yeah, you have to download those packages dynamically.
Hey, we've solved all of the world's problems. Isn't it great?
Well, yeah.
Project.
Any other comments from anybody?
Anything else? Where are the distro people, incidentally? Where's the boner?
Here's a chap down here. We can see Google did Google Linux OS, which I predicted 18 months ago and hasn't yet come to pass.
So if you go to the MPEG LA, the Licensing Authority for MPEG website, and they have a list of, on their website, patents that they control. And a lot of them are in the UK, are in France or in Germany. So the patents do apply here, according to them.
Des?
It's like the X Factor for legal stuff.
you can have patents for software in the EU, it's just much more restricted. There aren't so many, so it's easier to work out which ones you've got. Whereas in the US, there are many, 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 many more.
But people have already got them, we've lost, they're not invalid.
Not yet.
Knackers.
They might be challenged later, but they're there. Unless someone challenges them because there's some prior, someone's done it before, it's got prior art, or some other reason they should be invalidated. But if they're there, they're there.
Right, okay, so it might not work.
But you always have a problem distributing something or selling something in the whole world. It's just the US tend to sue more, and there are more people, they consume more. If you're selling something over the internet, not software, you still have to think about those countries and what regulatory things might apply. And you don't think, aha, what's the law in Romania before you sell them, I don't know, a propelling pencil or something. You just sort of sell it, don't you? And then you're all right.
And then it's their problem to deal with any legal ramifications.
Yeah.
Any other comments? You,
chap here up the
fellow.
If you made your UK Linux with all your MP3 codecs and stuff, and someone from the States downloaded it, then would it be your fault? And could someone sue you because someone in the States downloaded it?
As far as I can tell, no. That's like saying if I sold a knife and someone bought it and stabbed the guy, is it my fault?
But you're making it available for anyone in the world to download.
Knives don't kill people, Ack kills people.
There's some French being espoused from this side of the room. Bruno, shout into this beautiful microphone.
I think that this comment is not valid because you can still download the program from the internet, from everywhere. The repositories are available worldwide. This is the internet, you know, this is worldwide. There is no firewall, like in China, for example, in the United States. So even if it's not redistributed on a CD, it's still available. You can still activate multiverse or universe repositories in Ubuntu, and you can download the programs. Even if it's illegal in your country, you can do it. Just don't have to get caught.
That's the best policy for setting up a distribution.
Don't get caught.
Anything else? Are we done?
I think we're done. Are we?
Interesting idea, though.
Linux.
Yeah,
that's not an interesting idea. That's a terrible idea.
Every single day.
Mr. Ben made a really good point. If you did do this and you based it on Ubuntu, would it be like you come to?
Ooh, thank you. That's very kind of you. Did you buy a five in a game?
Right.
No prizes for you.
Time to. It fucks me every time.
Because it wouldn't have loaded.
Should we give some shit away?
Yes, we should give some shit away. Everyone always likes that.
Do you want some shit?
Yes!
Or do you want some prizes?
Busted.
I'll be 5 minutes. That would be weird, wouldn't it?
Right, let's
community hero, here's a turd in a jar.
let's give some stuff away.
All right, you've only written three things down.
Should we do that one first?
Are we giving away this oily gong thing?
I can't read your five-year-old writing. Was it?
Good thing I didn't write it then, wasn't it?
So let's get them all to come up to the front.
Yeah, let's do that. Right, okay. First of all, we'd like the crew to come down the front, please.
Everyone.
All of you crew people in your violent yellow T-shirts.
Come on! Forward. Everyone, now bow.
Bow.
Now these people, we said to these people, they all, as many of you did, came out last night and got a little tipsy. And we said you had to be here at 7:30 this morning. And now look at this bunch of people. Would you expect them to be here at 7:30 in the morning?
No. Well, they were.
But pretty much all of them came here at 7:30 this morning and worked their asses off. And I think the thing we're most proud of this year about Look Radio Live is what these guys have done.
Is what the crew's done.
We'd like to reward them by going to the O'Reilly thingy over there where Josette is and just take any book you want. And
one book
thanks
each.
Thanks, everybody. One give them a round of applause. Yeah. Oh, and Tony is in the back. Well done, Tony.
Very well earned.
Right, fuck off. They've done an incredible job.
They have.
There's so many of them this year as well.
No, you see, they haven't. They've done about a third of an incredible job. And when you all go for dinner, we have to take all this shit away.
When you see tomorrow.
It's great, isn't it? All right, so...
So, to be honest with you, since we're giving away books for free, you'll probably do a copy or two of Linux desktop hacks at this point.
Of course. It's great. Yeah, you're only allowed to pick that book.
Right, next prize is the furthest travelled person. Right, person who travelled furthest to Lug Radio Live.
Can we do this in stages?
Nah, so did anyone come...
from Birmingham?
Stand up, everybody.
Yes, this is a good way.
Right, sit down if you came from Birmingham or closer. They're thinking, shit, there's the NA100 out the window. No, it furthest travelled in a straight line. You can't just go, I drove round and round the M6.
Round the Wolverhampton Ring Road.
Okay, sit down if you came from London or closer.
Same.
Ooh, that's going to kill a few of them, right?
We're all already sitting down. Right, sit down. Where's further away than London and less
well,
far away than
I'd say,
than
you know... Yeah, the furthest reaches of England, okay?
Yeah, sit down if you came from further away than... Closer than England.
Right, yeah, outside the UK. Yeah.
Yeah, sit down if you came from inside the UK. So stay standing up if you're an international traveller.
Oh, okay.
Right, Irish people also sit down. You are not the furthest traveled. I'll be honest with you, Bruno, I don't know why you're clapping either. Sit down if you came from inside Europe.
Oh.
Oh, here it is.
Look right at this bunch of
now, weirdos. Now we'll just ask people, I think.
You with a blue, lucky blue t-shirt on.
It's not a t-shirt, it's a jersey.
Jersey, sorry.
You come from where?
Cape Town, South Africa.
Wow.
Well, okay. Right, okay, Google Maps, people, how far away is Cape Town?
12 hours flight.
It's what?
It's a 12-hour flight.
Okay, next.
Right, okay, next.
Lucky red.
That's low.
Ottawa, Canada, 7-hour flight.
7-hour flight.
Oh.
Canada represent.
Oh, yeah, that's say lightweight.
On the other hand, he came from Canada, people, I mean, for God's sake.
I'm Joe Levis, we came in from San Francisco.
Yeah!
Okay. Saigo next.
Uh-oh.
See, they already know where I came from. Yeah, so Calgary, Canada, so I beat Ottawa, but I don't think I beat San Francisco, and I certainly don't beat Cape Town. I think he started the wrong side, because he like, ruined all the suspense and won, like, one go.
Okay.
Jakarta, Indonesia.
I like how I just understand that, yeah. Jakarta, Indonesia, whatever.
You're not doing for one kid.
Hang on, there's someone else standing up at the back over here, yeah. Tony's gesturing wildly at us. Some dude's like, yeah, I came from Jupiter. Give me an
NA-100. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Oh, nice, but I don't think as far as
impressive,
Indonesia.
Impressive,
though. That's nice. Oklahoma City.
Alright, where's our white teeth friend? You're an international traveller, Ted
hey,
Baker, aren't you?
Hey, guy, you all stand up.
The world's most American man.
Indonesia has me beat. Although, if we were talking in time, I am from Utah, which is about 40 years ago.
We're going to have a death match between Indonesia and South Africa, aren't we?
Yeah.
No wireless.
We got anyone else?
Is there anyone else?
All right. This is where we demonstrate our amazing lack of geographical knowledge.
But flight time, the problem with that is, right, one of them goes, yeah, I flew all the way here on a 747, the best plane in the world. And the other guy goes, yeah, I flew here by flapping my arms. It took ages.
Right, we've made an executive decision. We feel that the guy from Africa and the guy from Indonesia deserves to be one of these. Well done.
Welcome to anyone then.
Well played, people.
Thanks to the MAMO project, by the way, for the N800s.
Absolutely. Thanks to my N800 for travelling all the way from Stourbridge.
It's nice to know that your $5,000 plane ticket managed to get you a £100 internet tablet. It's all good.
It's nice to know he actually lives in Stoke-on-Trent. And went, where's Fort Cape Town? That's a good one. Cape Town. No, well done, people. You have come a very long way to Lug Radio Live. We're very pleased. Thank you very much indeed.
Amazing.
Right, should we do the next one?
Next prize.
This is an important one.
It is
not that wasn't important, the 12 hours of travelling. Deputy Community Manager. Manager? Community.
Ah! Oh, shit.
Are you recruiting?
No, we're all right.
Yeah, yeah, I've mentioned the bingo.
You're right. It just occurred to me because Jono said community. It's a bit late now, isn't it, really?
Never mind.
Never mind. Right. Fuck
Deputy community hero. We have in the we've got an incredible community in the Lug Radio world, and we've got forums and IRC channel and all kinds of stuff. The ninjas do a great job. Round of applause to the ninjas, please. Your hands are going to hurt after all of this clapping. We've also got a podcast about Lug Radio called Hash Lug Radio, and they bitch and moan the fact that we never mention it, so we've mentioned it in front of all these people. So give these guys another round of applause for Hash Lug Radio. So. Now,
perhaps now they can mention that Lug Radio, they might not piss and moan so much about us. No, it's L-R-L.
So, point and...
Who's good job, me? Sorry, carry on.
We have this concept of the community hero, and for someone who's not quite as good, we have the deputy community hero. And the deputy community hero, these are people who just do an awful lot of stuff for the Lug Radio community. So these people are very well deserving of the prize. Now we're going to give them a Nokia 800, an N800, and what else?
What?
Are we?
Wasn't there?
I can't remember what we've given the O'Reilly books away.
Have we?
To the crew!
Oh, we gave them all away.
I tell you what, right? Yeah. One can get one Nokia N800 and the other can get two.
We don't have enough.
What the hell good is two Nokia N800s? You go, oh, look, all that shit that Remnant tried to demonstrate but didn't work.
I'm seriously on about giving two away to one person.
No, we can't even give two away, one each.
Just mind yourself for a minute.
Bear with me.
So,
emergency meeting.
No, we've got another one.
We've got what?
For Ken Fallon.
The one for Ken Fallon's eye?
Yes.
Is it in your
house? We've got two left?
Yes.
So we can give these two away?
Yes.
Right, I get it now. So
thank you.
Right.
Okay,
so right, unpause the recording.
Deputy Community Hero is going to get a Nokia 800. N800, okay? Yep. This person has done an incredible amount for Lug Radio, an incredible amount for Lug Radio Live. How do we describe this individual? In a nice way.
He's not French.
He's not French. I describe him as someone who shouts out a lot.
Right, you're not getting it.
Step up.
Can
to
we
the
change our mind?
Dave Morley!
Deputy Community Hero, Dave Morley.
Congratulations, Dave.
As an example of one of his crew activities, or as one of his community activities, Dave has, in conjunction with Chris Proctor, who's around somewhere down there on the floor, the two of those have run the crew for us, which basically means we've spent the last 6 months going, okay, this is going to be a problem, you two sort it out, and they've sorted it out. It's been fantastic. Which is why two or three people have said to me, this year's Lug Radio Live is a lot more professional than last year's, and that's because they did it all and we didn't do anything.
No doubt.
Okay, so let's move on to the next one, which is the Community Hero. Now, the Community Hero will get a very, very nice trophy. Last year we awarded the Community Hero Award to Darren, to Zalia, who hasn't brought the trophy back.
Hasn't brought the trophy.
Well done.
In his defence, he brought a load of Scottish people instead. He couldn't fit the trophy in because there was too many Scotch eggs in the boot.
Sorry, I thought he couldn't fit the trophy in because Nero was in the car.
Uh-oh. He's looking hungry.
You're blocking the camera, dude.
Listen, right? You are one to talk, my friend.
Right, so the Community Hero this year will win a Nokia N800.
And something else.
And a hazmat suit. Oh, we have donated by the Defective by Design project one of the hazmat suits that was actually used in the big Defective by Design protest at WinHeck. So it's second hand, yeah. And it hasn't been washed. And Matt Lee was wearing it.
Okay, we've just decided again. See how prepared we are. They're going to get the picture as well that we showed earlier on, which I think is worthy of a community hero.
A community hero, absolutely.
So, now we had a rule about the Community Hero Award. The first year Mr. Ben won it, then Zalia won it, and we had a rule that we don't have people winning again 2 years in a row. Well, winning again full stop. We just they only get the privilege roll once, but we've decided to revoke the rule this time. because
ooh,
this
that
person
narrows it down.
It narrows it down. This person has done an incredible amount of work for Look Radio and Look Radio Live.
And then we've got coin.
I think it's safe to say that he pretends to be Scottish.
It is.
Mr. Ben Benthorpe gets
Ben.
It again.
Benthorpe. Once again, Log Radio Community Hero 2007. You now have a delicious smelling hazmat suit.
Consolation prize that Matt Lee's been wearing that suit all day.
And the picture. Picture. Get a picture later. Fuck off. Go do some stuff for the community.
And you've introduced Mr. Ben. Who is he?
What?
John.
He is! My God! This was revealed to me last night in the pub by somebody, and I can't remember who it was. Mr. Ben, stand up. And it was revealed to me that he is... Now, who was it?
Matt! Stand up!
Yeah, Matt, stand up.
On the
I don't
chair
like where...
Stand on the chair so everyone can see you.
I don't like where this is going.
And Jono, stand up. Right? Mr. Ben, Jono and Matt's illegitimate love child. If these two bred, it'd be him. Because
he's older than I am, like it's gonna be real.
and the reason you know it's true is because Matt's a hero and Jono is community.
Should we move on? Do we have any other prizes to give out?
Have you got anything else to give away? Should we luzz them?
Yes, luzz them.
Luzz them. Might kill someone. Right, someone, who was it? We have here double DVDs of seasons 1 and 2 and seasons... Oh, they're in two separate things, like that.
It's a set.
Sure I've seen double DVD cases on the
whole
internet.
This is like 1 to 4.
Oh, God, it's already in a double DVD case. Look at that.
This is like Axe Movie Collection. Don't even begin to deny it. Free as in BitTorrent.
It's just like it, that it was all downloaded off the internet. anyway, these are double sets of MP3s of all of seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4 of Lug Radio.
Anyone want some? You, my friend.
Apart from this show.
Right, come here.
Stand up and chuck them out.
I'm actually going to throw this. Have we got insurance?
Oh, I guess the people with the cameras are coming up.
Next! Him!
Bear with me, right? I'm not all that, but fucking as if we're going to throw it all the way over that line. Come on, then, let's have a crack at this.
I love it, sir.
People in the middle, right? You might want to put a link in or something.
No. Don't do it.
Foolish!
We got 10, there you go.
Yes. You got 10 in the nuts, excellent.
I bet your teeth aren't as fucking white now.
Anyone else?
Ted, are you going to sue? Oh,
that went a bit lower than I expected. Who else?
You. Anyone else?
Anyone else? You.
Keep going.
That nearly hit the camera.
Stand up.
Who? You've already put your hands up, Pikey.
The bloke behind him didn't get one, though.
That was close.
You want the accuracy.
You. You might want to cover the camera.
On the other hand, that shot in the video is going to look brilliant.
Lug Radio by Jerry Bruckheimer.
Huh? You. Anyone else?
There's a plan.
Why didn't they just come and collect them?
Someone else has to do that one.
I'm not surprised he stood up.
Distance.
Mark, we met
Martin
at the Hub about 2 years ago.
Distance.
Are you?
Catch
this, fucking.
Heads up. Oh. This is a good way to meet friends. Okay.
Try to thin the audience out a bit.
Have we got anything else to give out?
I think that might be all the prizes.
Is it?
I think it is.
I think it is.
Right, anyone who hasn't got a prize, tough shit, huh? How very neatly faded out that was.
Admire the professionalism.
You dick.
Should we make some announcements?
Yes, we have two announcements to make.
We have good news and bad news.
More good news.
Good news? Come on, this is like pantomime. Good news. Have a good news reaction. Yeah. Bad news.
Bad news. All right, let's try that again. Good news.
Good news.
Yeah. Bad news. Are you ready? Good news. Yeah. Bad news. Good news. Bad news. Dance, puppet.
Dance, motherfucker.
Okay, so...
Take that off Life's Ambitions.
Yes.
Should we do the bad news?
We'll do the bad news first.
Yeah. So...
Who wants to announce it? Should we get A to announce it?
Can I... Yeah. Yeah.
John O's changing his name for charity.
No, I'm not.
Yes. Yes!
There is a rumour propagated that I'm changing my name to charity. This is all untrue.
He's changing it to Jonathan James Edward Bacon.
Thank you again. Okay, Aid, would you like to announce your bad news?
Indeed. So, as of today, I'm stepping down from Lug Radio to make way for another presenter who's got more time. So that's the bad news. What's the good news?
No, hang on, right. Would you like Aid to go?
Don't do that.
Pretty ambiguous response there, to be honest with you.
You can try a bit harder. God, the guy's put in a couple of seasons.
No, but yes, Aid is leaving to spend more time with his proprietary VoIP system.
and Rosie Palm.
Well, thanks.
See you later, don't let that door shut on the way. Next.
But yeah, no, Aid's going.
It is sad, because Aid brings a lot to the show.
And then takes it back away again.
He brought a lot to the show. He turned up when Matt could show up.
No, I think that's not fair. I personally would like to say that I am very sad to see Aid go. Because I think he's been a very valuable part of the show. A very bold part of the show, but a very valuable part of the show.
Yeah.
And we did try and talk him out of it, but he was adamant.
Adamant.
Yeah, that's right. He was adamant.
I've seen pictures of you dressed as adamant, by the way.
You have seen pictures of me dressed as adamant.
Makeup and everything.
I'll tell you what, I was fucking gorgeous.
No, he wasn't.
It's burned on the back of my retina.
Don't you ever pick your nose and wipe it on your trousers.
What?
What? From the song, Stand and Deliver. Or the is other it, one, Prince
no
Charlie.
No one knows the words of that song.
Anyway, move
it. Stand and Deliver.
Right, so yes, Aid's leaving.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Hey! It is really awful, he's going.
Good news, though, right?
Thank you very much for your years of service and. Yeah. Should we announce who the new presenter is?
We've got a new presenter.
Yeah, attention.
Because what we did was, right, put the position on eBay.
Are we going on holiday tomorrow?
£2.50 between the three of us.
So, is the new presenter... Can you see the new presenter in the room?
It's Matt Rubel.
Can you see him? Is he here? Is he fucked off?
He's over there.
Don't point to him, Molly. Ruins the surprise. This is the new presenter. Step forward, Chris Proctor.
Chris Proctor.
Face of Lug Radio. Chris, come forward.
Well done, Chris.
Yeah, so Chris, we will be at Guadec as... Well, I was under the impression we were official media partners, but I was told the other day that maybe we aren't official media partners.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently Linux Magazine are official media partners.
So we're kind of unofficial.
We just blagged our way in for nothing, which is quite nice. Anyway, we will be covering Guadec, and Chris will be part of the show at that point.
So, yeah, welcome, Chris.
Welcome, Chris Proctor. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good man.
I'll tell you what, I don't understand. I'll tell you what I don't understand is he's been on the show once, right?
Yep.
And he's still agreed to be a presenter.
He has.
Crazy, isn't it? Last resort. Chris was like the 15th person we asked. Beggars can't be choosers. Let's talk about our rather exciting good news.
Oh yeah, there is some good
this
news.
This is good news that was confirmed last week, in fact.
It was confirmed this week.
Oh, it was this week, wasn't it?
It was.
It was never going to happen, really.
Yeah.
Well, so is it safe to say you guys have enjoyed the first day of Lug Radio Live?
Yeah!
Yeah? Yeah.
No. We like... Do you want to say it?
Well,
I'd like to ask a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any Americans?
No. Stand up American people again. I tell you what, stand up North Americans generally.
Yeah, stand up North Americans.
Yeah. Do you think you'd prefer it if you didn't have to fly quite as far to Lug Radio Live next year?
Yeah.
Tough.
Aaron's like, I don't care.
Guess what?
I'm rich.
Yep. Evil rumors.
Well, it turns out that Lug Radio Live is coming to the US in 2008, and it's going to be in California. So,
yeah. So, happy with that, yeah?
Yes. California!
So...
Does that also mean that you're the furthest travelled?
Fear not, British people will also be having Lug Radio Live in the UK as well, as per usual.
So, March 2008 will be Lug Radio Live US in California, as said, and Lug Radio Live 2008, the normal one, will be probably about this time next year.
And there's a certain amount of generosity coming to us from a certain organisation. For Lug Radio Live in the US, right?
Oh, right, yes.
Can we say who it is?
Yeah, we ought to.
Well, this man works for the organisation. Google are going to be helping us out an awful lot with Lug Radio Live in the US. They fucking love the source. Although, after Chris coming to Lug Radio Live for the first time, it may be cancelled.
Plus, I mean, we haven't got a domain name and stuff set up, but if you wait a few weeks and then go to Yahoo and search for Lug Radio Live US, I'm sure you'll be able to find it.
It was incredibly funny. Chris walked in the door, straight off the plane. The first thing he saw was Adam Sweet's bare backside.
Sorry, man, I can't see that.
You should have seen his face. He was just staring, thinking, what is this?
It's going to be very cool. We've got loads of stuff planned for Lug Radio Live in the US. I mean, it's probably going to be around Mountain View, which is near San Francisco. So if you want to go to LRL US, and I know there's a bunch of people in the UK who want to go over there, you'll be able to go on holiday to San Francisco as well, go to Alcatraz, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. So. Bear in mind that some Americans have come here, so all of you lot presumably will be flying there, yeah?
And you can all stay at their house, right?
Do you think there's a quality in Mountain View? So, how many what?
They better just get fucking used to it.
Yeah, we're gonna get a special huge erect penis for the stage. Oh yes.
That's one way to get bigger, to get more extravagant than this year, isn't it? I'm not gonna do it again.
Well, get air conditioning.
I think, to be honest with you, Lug Radio Live in the US, Adam's going to have to go the full Monty. Yeah.
Cool. So I think we're pretty much done for it.
Oh yeah, no, we ought to mention the Freedom March knockoff.
It's not a knockoff.
Super.
The remix.
Where is he? Where's Roger Light?
There he is. Roger, stand up.
Did anyone see the video?
You see it?
Absolutely unbelievable.
Fantastic
video. Was that actual hair? That
you grew your own hair, grew the beards, yeah. Oh my God.
Are you married? No. Imagine my surprise. Freedom March.
Freedom March. That's the crappy, boring, pretentious one that Jono thought up.
What's the URL? Linkpod.com/beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we're done for another year. So we're going to be kicking you lot out pretty much immediately. So go down to disgusting kebab alley down there and eat the contents of an elephant's leg. And then come back here for about 8 o'clock and we're going to be having a party over there in Amici May.
Party over there, we've got that bar.
And we're going to have a great time. Crew people, you stay here. Bring it so you can get in.
Yeah. And more of the same tomorrow, of course.
Yes.
And then over yet.
So, so who's coming out tonight?
Who's going out for party tonight?
Very organised. Me, sir!
Adam, you're wearing your thumb letter.
Actually, if I get really pissed, I might just...
Yes. Yeah. We want to see the thong again, right?
Who wants to see the thong?
Yeah. Yes!
Right, I'm bored of ourselves.
Yes, I'm bored of ourselves. Yes.
Thanks, thanks, everyone.
Come back.
Thank you.
And if we don't see you tonight, we'll see you next year.
See you later.
Good night.